episode 187 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Gabe Philbin. And longtime friend of the show, Dal.
What's up?
Dal Jones.
Dal Jones. The stocks are up.
Got the lowdown on the Dal Jones.
If that was indeed my last name. But it's not.
It's a good name, though.
Good name.
It's a good name. Good name.
He says it a lot when we play Street Fighter.
I do.
What?
Good Dal name? Dal Jones.
Oh.
It's like when I'm doing something he totally didn't expect.
Yeah, whenever he does something I think is really impressive, I just start like screaming, Dal Jones!
Your name is really similar to many everyday sayings. When me and Rachel
like,
go
Mike
get...
Mike Jones.
Like Mike Jones. What? No. Rachel and I go and get naans. It's Indian food. And they're like, do you want five bean dal? I'm like, hell yeah, I want five bean dal. And then anytime you come up in a conversation with me and Rachel, I'm like, five bean dal.
Or the computer brand.
Yeah. Or Dal computers. Yeah.
But let's not make an entire segment on my name.
It's too late.
Yeah,
it's already happened. That. This concludes our conversation about Dal.
You can wait outside now.
No, what we're actually going to be talking about this episode is Gamescom.
No promises that we won't talk about other things, too.
Sure.
Maybe wrestling. Who knows?
Yeah. Wrestling will happen.
It's German PAX.
Germany
3. Germany 3. Yeah. Well, but the public can come too, so it's a little column.
Oh, no, it's GDC that's super expensive.
Yeah, I would think it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Because my idea of PAX is what it was, I would say, is more of a meant for fans.
Yeah, PAX isn't like an announcement.
So is Gamescom not like. Because TGS is very much like anybody can come, right? So is Gamescom not like that?
It's a little bit like that.
It meets in the middle of PAX and E3.
Yeah.
But in Germany.
I mean, there's a lot more announcements than there ever are. PAX doesn't really
PAX
have
announcements. There are big announcements at Gamescom. Yeah. Here in PAX.
But yeah, PAX just has sometimes surprises.
PAX is the part where like they show stuff at E3 and they figure out all the bugs and you're like, here, play it at PAX.
Right.
Because the time window is kind of like...
I mean, yeah, but I mean, there was the... What was it? They brought Duke Nukem and showed everybody that for the first time in like 10 years.
And boy, was that a thing.
I know, but that was an announcement. Yeah. That was a thing. And Kojima showed off the Fox Engine and the first trailer for MGS.
Ground Zeroes was supposed to be revealed at PAX, but it got leaked.
Yeah. So
yeah, we all went to that. That was interesting.
I was in the theater.
Yeah, we were there. Me and Serge waited in line, and a guy came up to us and sold me a rap CD.
Nice.
Because I couldn't get him away. he rapped about Sonic, I remember.
Sweet. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's some juicy info that you can get from PAX, but yeah, you're right. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Gamescom.
It just happened this week, and there's some stuff we want to talk about.
I think Microsoft probably... Well, Microsoft was the only one that had their own... They were the only big three people, companies that had their own like conference.
People with consoles? 'Cause
Sony skipped it. Like entirely,
as they do, don't they?
Nintendo
they have their
never
own.
Gives a shit.
Sony has their own thing coming up, right?
PlayStation Experience, yeah.
Didn't they do it last year too?
Yeah, because last year was the first PlayStation Experience, and they're just like, we're just gonna do this now,
which was cool. Because last year,
and now they just have a monopoly on their own event, so
well, just like Nintendo Direct, everybody's kind of owning their content,
which is fine. Like, I think it's great that they're doing their own thing,
because
they keep themselves well paced. It was kind of that point where everyone was kind of like, cool, we all bought a PS4. What are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. And then they're like, let us tell you all these new stuff that are coming
and
out.
And also, the last Sony Gamescom was a fucking disaster. Like, technology was breaking. Like, they had, like, a whole queue of, lighting and video clips. And it all, like, burnt down, like, 30 minutes before the show.
Like, literally?
Like, it was gone. Like, it was unusable for some reason.
Huh.
Like, it broke.
Like,
so,
Skyward Sword broke, or...?
Except not on stage, so they got away from that a little bit. So, like, when Shu was, that was when they showed off the PlayStation UI, and Shu, YoSP is just sitting in a chair on stage, like, looking at the screen. They, like, that build wasn't the build they were planning on using. It was, like, a previous one. That they weren't sure if it was gonna crash or not. Luckily, it didn't. There were, like, multiple times in the show where the camera would just, like, zoom real quick to get a focus on, like, the speaker and then try to, like, pull back as fast as possible.
Huh.
It was real funny.
Yeah.
So then they stopped doing it and started doing their own thing.
I think it's good because everybody kind of shows their hand when they're ready to. and it's not just like an information dump from everybody in the industry all at once.
Yeah.
So
this is like a continuation of Microsoft's E3, though, because they said we're not going to show Crackdown or Scalebound or Quantum Break. Yeah, Quantum Break at E3. So then they showed them all here, so we can start with those.
Yeah.
So those are probably the three biggest things at Microsoft Conference, unless I'm forgetting. I guess they showed Halo, but everyone's seen Halo all the time.
Well, the collector's edition. Yeah, they got like the
bundles.
Which looks really good. That might be the time. I'm just going to do it and get an Xbox One.
Is it a redesign? Or?
Yeah, it looks
really
good.
Yeah, it's got like the skin on it.
Okay. Check it out later.
Yeah.
But as with everyone else, the only thing I'm going to use my Xbox One for is to come in home and be like, Xbox, turn on TV.
Well, you need to get a Kinect for that.
Yeah.
It don't come with that anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the only thing people
would Another conference where they don't mention Kinect at all.
Yeah, no. They
is gone.
They're done with it.
Which is, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, no one's going to miss it.
I mean, look at Sony with
the Move.
Well, not the Move. their Vita. They didn't mention the Vita at E3. And websites, I think it was Kotaku and Polygon, a bunch of websites, came up and like, did you guys see that 30-second snippet of the PS Vita? It's not dead yet. Well, I'm sorry. It kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was like the in-house program call where Andrew House called it a legacy platform. So Sony's kind of like, yeah, we're a little done. It's a good cross-buy system.
Definitely. It picks up the scraps of whatever indie devs are doing.
It is the best way to play Persona.
And it's
or get a PSTV.
PSTV is...
That is a fire sale right now.
It needs some work. Yeah, I have one too. Yeah, it needs some... There's some functionality that boggles my mind. It's called PlayStation TV, but you can't watch Netflix on it. Like,
oh yeah,
that's unacceptable, guys. Come on, YouTube doesn't work on it. I don't think Amazon Video works on it.
No, not a lot of stuff works. Only on.
And certain Vita games work, and like not all. Like it can't run PSP games. I don't think.
I think it can play PS1 games. I
right,
can play PS1 games.
Like it's
maybe
can
some
it not
PSP
play
games?
PSP.
Games? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
We can test it after podcast.
Yeah,
but you know.
But I mean, long story short. There's a lot of functionality that should be there, and they have no excuse to not.
On something called the PlayStation TV of all things.
It should be a Vita, period, that just connects to your TV. That's it. That's all it should be.
It should be an Apple TV that lets you play Vita games.
Yeah.
Okay, but to be fair about its price right now, it's going for like $30.
Yeah. Because they're done with it.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is like...
It's a terrible product.
But what I'm saying is
you can
play Persona. You spend $30 on that, you spend $30 buying Persona 4... That's $60. It's a full retail game, and you get your money's worth, in my opinion.
Persona 4 7.
Sure. Yeah.
Devin bought it.
Yeah. Playing. What was it? Freedom Wars. Yeah. Freedom Wars is like a use both of the sticks a lot. It's kind of hard.
I need to get into that.
Yeah, but like playing it with a PS4 controller, it's legit. It's like really nice. So that a lot of those kind of action games, and even like Killzone Mercenary. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah,
Killzone Mercenary.
Isn't that supposed to be pretty good?
It is good. It's very good.
I never got that.
Yeah. It's better than Killzone on PS4, for sure.
That's not hard.
And well, and the only other people who are still playing their Vita now are JRPGs and people who just want anything Japanese. And
right.
It's
a good place for that.
It is. Don't need to worry about the save places.
But
you just
I feel like half the games that they're translating or, you know, now are like the bottom of the barrel stuff that you're just like, whatever.
Don't talk shit about Project D.Va.
I have no problems.
Project D.Va is S tier.
Is it Project D.Va or Project D.Va F?
They got into
Is there
F?
A difference?
Yeah, I think there is.
I don't know. I have the one with Miku in it. That's all I know. I think there's another one. A new one came out last year. But
yeah,
we didn't
I am
talk about that.
The next game, probably the last game I'm probably buying for my Vita, would be the dancing game for Persona 4.
That looks pretty good.
Persona 4 dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Persona 4 dancing all night. The theme music's so good.
Yeah?
You're listening to it now. I don't know. I'm not going to put it in.
You just put in the Wii Fit.
Yeah.
Da-na-na.
So, Gamescom.
Yeah.
As promised, I'll talk about Gamescom. So, big three games there that I think, at least I was waiting to see. Scalebound, finally, we never see gameplay of that. and it looked interesting. It's not what I thought, because I was I thought it would just be character action.
Yeah,
but it's
not.
Like, it's like easier, lower entry level Monster Hunter, maybe.
It was like when you started seeing damage numbers coming out of the things he was hitting, and like the really awkward movement. The
running animation was so bad.
The animation was like really bad.
It was like Mass Effect 1 bad.
I don't know. It was like, this is not a platinum game, or this is not what I was expecting. I was expecting Bayonetta with dragons.
Dragons, yeah.
You know,
and a Dante with headphones.
Yeah, it's very Devil May Cry. I don't. Did you see it, Dal?
No, I haven't kept up.
Like the guy has headphones around his neck, and he's like, "Hey guys, what's up?"
Studio Beats. That is the best way to describe their studio.
And like, actually, I thought it was kind of cute when he's like, "Let's like the cutscene's about to end," and he's like, "Let's start fighting" or whatever. He puts his headphones on, and then just the like music starts playing in the game too. Yeah. Like as he puts it on, then you start fighting.
I'm interested. It didn't sell me.
No,
the trailer didn't sell me. But
the character sounds like one of the what's an anime called?
I don't know.
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
No. Well, it's a hack and slash, but there's this one anime. I think it's
Bleach.
Hamataro, which is like this guy
Hamtaro?
Wears
Hamtaro.
That's Hamtaro. But he wears like these headphones, and he gets these like teleportation superpowers. It's not a very good anime. I wouldn't recommend people watching it.
Sweet.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Go to crunchyroll.com/DalJones for your free trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Skullbound left something to be desired.
Yeah, it's got 4-player co-op.
That's weird. The frame rate was like nosediving during that demo too.
Yeah. I think they said 2016. I don't think they gave like a solid release date.
If you just took a still of the game, it looks nice visually. But
they got to get it running, because Bayonetta Platinum usually gets stuff at 60. I don't think Vanquish was 60. Frames.
No, Vanquish wasn't. I don't know.
Bayonetta 2 was. Bayonetta 1 on Wii U was. I guess they don't really do 60. I guess it's just Bayonetta.
What frame rate did Legend of Korra run at?
I don't fucking care. I bought that. It was like $1 on
it's
Steam.
Super cheap on PSN right now.
I think it was like $2.99.
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
like
Dylan
that.
And I bought it on Steam.
Cool. Did you try it yet?
Nope.
Oh.
Like many Steam games I buy, I do not play them.
It's the curse of Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Scalebound, hopefully that comes together a little more.
Because, like, I'm just kind of surprised. I was surprised at what it is.
Yeah.
Definitely different. Which is, I mean, cool to see Platinum not just being...
Platinum.
Yeah, the Bayonetta people.
Yeah. Or the Metal Gear Rising people.
Or the Wonderful 101 people. No one played that game.
No.
Is that Platinum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game is so good.
No one... I think I have, like, 4 Wii U games. I could definitely use a little more.
I can let you borrow it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, let me know if you can get into it. I've tried.
Oh.
It's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have something bad. My backlog is...
You just have to accept you're never going to... Don't think about having a backlog. You're never going to get through anything in your backlog. Just think, I want to play this now.
Yeah, no,
and then
I did that.
Don't have a list of things you need to play because that doesn't
I know.
Work.
I built everything. I spent last weekend playing Spyro 2.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just look at your collection and you're like, I want to play this.
Yeah. There's nothing on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on right now.
Yeah, so next one, Crackdown.
Yeah.
I guess it's called Crackdown 3 now.
Yeah.
Oh, they changed
it? Yeah, so it was just Crackdown before, and when I searched it, there was an article where it said, don't call it Crackdown 3, like, but from, like, a year ago. It's like, oh, I guess that's over.
Okay.
But the big thing from this was in multiplayer, everything is fully destructible.
I like how you mentioned multiplayer, because it was a big sell at the start, where it's like, you can destroy everything.
In multiplayer.
Huh.
In multiplayer.
I think because it's
that they unveiled, it was like, oh, it's actually multiplayer.
Well, in the trailer, and, like, what they showed, they start talking about multiplayer, and then they say, like, everything's fully destructible there.
Is it like Red Faction style? Where you can just like take down buildings?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it uses the power of the cloud or whatever. They say something. You connect to the internet and then like cloud processing helps like break down buildings.
Okay.
So you can't do it offline single player, I guess.
Makes you wonder like, that can only mean that you're streaming gameplay, right? It's like PlayStation Now technology.
Yeah, so now it's going to like be determined by
on live.
Our on live yeah. technology?
Gaikai. But
that's interesting.
Yeah, because now it, I guess your performance is really dead. Well, it's really determined by your internet connection instead of just like
yeah.
lag or whatever. It's going to be like just straight
and
up
compression
frame rate
and all that.
Yeah, all that stuff. So
all that hate from Street Fighter all of this week. All that lag.
But what if Street Fighter V used the power of the cloud?
It's not,
it might.
Though.
It may. It may,
there,
yeah.
There would be no lag because both of you guys would be streaming from the same console. Like, the server is playing the match locally for it, and both of you guys are streaming the feed. No lag.
So,
I mean, lag is
equal
as,
lag.
Yeah, equal lag. It's the only way to play. The power of the cloud.
But it looked like Crackdown. It didn't seem any different beyond that. Just the destructible environments in multiplayer.
Did it look incredible?
It looked like next-gen Crackdown.
Yeah. It looked decent.
Okay.
Kind of looked like how I expected it to look. Like, it did nothing blown me away or anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's still agility orbs and all that. They made sure to show you picking up an agility orb because that's what everyone fucking remembers about Crackdown.
Yeah.
And then
the beginning of last gen was such a interesting time. Like,
Crackdown was 2 years in.
Yeah, well yeah. I mean, the 360 had a really early start, so like
yeah, a year.
You know, you had
Perfect
King
Dark
Kong,
Zero.
Perfect Dark Zero,
Cameo,
Call of Duty 2, I think.
Yeah, Call of Duty 2 was there.
And yeah, so like that first year I don't really think about too much. I think about more like Dead Rising. Everybody was like, oh my god, Dead Rising. And then Gears of War, the first one, blew everybody's
that was
mind.
06, yeah.
Yeah, and like all of those games like set the tone for the rest of the generation. It was just kind of interesting. Like, I don't know, gaming was in its transitional period into more of a shooter like culture, I guess.
Shooting generation.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
I feel like we have more games that are not shooters in this generation so far.
Hmm.
Well, because people are kind of done, I think.
I think that, I mean, at least I can only speak for myself, but like my PS4 is mostly just indie experimental games and
PlayStation
really,
Plus.
PS Plus, yeah. And I've been buying a lot of interesting stuff. Stuff that I already owned on Steam that I'm like, I don't play on my PC, so I'll buy it again.
Yeah. Well, okay, the other thing is about shooters, everyone is comparing everything to Call of Duty. And it's still going
on. Oh my god,
Splatoon.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest example of that. And it's just like, eh, no, really?
No.
Just let that series just be its own thing.
Splatoon just got a huge update. I need to play it. There's like a paint buckets now you can throw at people.
Oh, Invisible Ink just got a huge update, apparently. So it's like way better now.
Okay.
I got to play that. But anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Splatoon has a bucket of paint.
Yeah, there's like paint buckets now. And
yeah.
I don't know. And there's all different modes, and we can get in a party together.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's a
big deal.
One.
I can't believe they launched without that.
Yeah, that's probably the time I'm going to pick up Splatoon.
You
it's
should.
Out. The party stuff's out.
Okay.
So we should play that soon.
Yep, Splatoon.
Splatoon. Yep. We'll be unstoppable. We'll have Skype open.
Oh, boy.
What else?
And then Quantum Break. We all just watched the trailer.
For gameplay?
It. Yeah. And we got Iceman now, so I guess they changed the main character because it wasn't Iceman before.
Yeah,
it was just standard
stock man,
white guy with black hair.
They look the same.
Yeah, pretty much they do. It's yeah. just I think it might be a different voice. I haven't seen Quantum Break in so long.
Yeah, like the review trailer, like the original,
There was the original.
Glass
And
then I'm thinking of the one where there's the explosion in the room, and then he freezes time, and then grabs the woman's arm to bring her out.
Yeah.
Is that the reveal?
That's
got it, like
okay.
Was it off like a skyscraper or something?
Yeah,
I think something like that.
It has like a barge going through a bridge.
I saw it. I thought it was cool.
And this is Remedy, right? This is Alan Wake, guys.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like the camera movement, like when that truck like busted through the wall and like everything freezes and the camera goes up and looks at the environment. That's Alan Wake completely. That game did that so often.
I bought like everything Alan Wake related and Steam, still haven't played it. Kind of want to.
Yeah.
Just to see. Because I know you fucking hate Alan Wake.
Hate's a strong word? I'm just not a fan.
You don't like Alan Wake.
No.
and Ryan really likes it.
Rachel loves Alan Wake.
And, like, podcasts I'm listening to now, I think on, like, the Giant, or it's just the Beastcast, the Giant Bomb East team, had a podcast, and they're talking about Alan Wake and how it's kind of great that he's such a shitty writer. He's like the perfect, like, quality writer that would be incredibly popular with, like, everyone. Huh. It's just not great at everything, but not horrible. And it's just, it did a really good job at that, they said. So I was like, okay, I could maybe get into that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't remember, maybe it's my own fault.
When did Alan Wake come out? Was that 2010?
Alan Wake?
Yeah, I think it might be
2010.
Sounds right.
So yeah, Quantum Break is a cover shooter. That really didn't do it for me. Then you got, like, time bombs going all over the place. But what was interesting was when there wasn't shooting, and it was just, he was walking through the warehouse, and all the times either, it's like,
the time lapse?
It's like going forward, or it's like a flashback and, like, taking you through. I don't know.
So with that, does that mean he's gonna have fucking, like, Batman with his, you know, the time
where he can rewind and fast forward?
Yeah.
Batman, that would be interesting. Well, like when you're checking out a crime scene and you rewind and fast forward what happened to try to find the evidence.
Is that an Arkham Knight?
Yeah. It's also an Origins.
I didn't play either of those.
So. Okay. Yeah, like you'll see like a dead body right here and a charred wall, and you turn on detective mode and you can see like the explosion, track the guy going across the room. So maybe it'll be something like that.
Maybe, but I don't know how I'll feel about a mixture of all of these things.
I like that idea.
Pacing of the game.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's a cover shoot, maybe if they have sections where this is an action section, this is a, you know.
So it's kind of like, I really hate to draw references, but the closest thing is like Uncharted, where you have
puzzle
sequence, platforming, and then you have like your endless waves of people you gotta kill.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was... Like, it's similar. I was thinking of The Order, where when you're in a shootout scenario, it's very clear. The game completely changes the way it feels and controls and all that stuff. And the rest is, like, slow walking around, like, really taking in your environment. So, yeah, maybe it's going to do that.
Yeah.
I felt like watching the Quantum Break gameplay that your character is so overpowered. Like, the things that you're doing are ridiculous. But luckily at the end of it, like, those people came in that were immune.
That couldn't go through time.
Immune to time.
And they had, like, their own time powers, too, it looked like, because, like, a guy, like, blinked forward.
Right. And... it all looks great.
Yeah,
it looks great. Visually.
The time.
There's some interesting stuff going on.
No game does time graphics better than Kraken Time. That's still king. That looked really cool. But
what?
A Kraken Time is, like, how they handle, like, the...
just
like
everything being blue and kind of...
No, like on. the time lapse is only getting like blown up or like slowed down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that still looks really cool, but this is just kind of like holds it still.
I like that, like, he had like time grenades or something, and it like takes... the way I think they're pulling off this effect is I think they take a screenshot of that area and then just put a filter that splinters it all. It looks like shattered glass of where the area was. I don't know. I thought that looked excellent. Really, really cool.
But, I mean, it looks like a next-gen game.
Yeah.
And more importantly, Littlefinger's in it.
God damn it. Lord Baelish.
Why does Bane wear the mask?
God.
Fuck that guy.
It's not great.
And, okay, what bugs me about games that get actors, like famous people, to be parts of it, I don't really care that they get them. That's fine. I hate that they just model them after their own face.
How come?
Like, you can... it's just trying to sell them as the actor instead of, like, creating the characters. Like, you have a chance to make them anything. Make them anything you want.
I mean, look at Advanced Warfare.
Kevin Spacey, right? Yeah.
I can't think of an instance where they've done that where I'm like, that was a good call. But, like, for some reason, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing either.
It just bugs me.
Okay, yeah. Well, and this might be a good transition... look at Dinklebot.
Look just like him.
The ghost. Fucking metal little
thing. But about recasting him?
Well, so like, one enters the video game industry and one leaves.
we're losing Peter Dinklage and we're getting Iceman and Littlefinger. Win-win?
But no.
That just sounds terrible.
I don't know, I feel like and voice actors have come out and said this. I think Troy Baker has come out and said stuff like, voice acting is very different from acting.
Yeah, there's a difference between voice acting and acting.
So,
and like,
I feel like
you gotta know how to
giving them the whole 3D capturing sequence gives them an idea of what they have to do, as opposed to putting them in a room and just recording, figuring out for themselves what is it they have to do.
I think the best example or the best use of that, to where it was done kind of nice, and not really because it also hit that uncanny valley area, was L.A. Noire. I thought that that was a nice use of this is what a person, like, it captured everybody's emotion.
That was a big sell.
The issue was it didn't match with the surroundings and the rest of their body.
Their face looked good, but everything else was not.
Yeah, it's like you're looking through a window into a real head. Yeah. So
it was like they took their face off and put it on a shitty character model.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's fundamentally a bad idea.
No, it's just
it is distracting. Distracting.
Yeah, distracting, and like they have a chance to do anything.
Right.
But they're trying to like sell the game on we've got like CG Norman Reedus here. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, PT, the things people don't give shit that Norman Reedus was there.
No.
Like,
it does nothing for the
nothing
game.
Nothing matters about that. No offense to Norman Reedus or whatever. I feel like he's everyone's favorite Walking Dead guy. Boondock Saints is a shitty movie, but I can say that now because I don't live in Boston anymore. And I won't get shanked. But yeah, fuck that movie.
Like, let's take someone who's, like, universally likable, like, I guess, Paul Rudd or something, or
Paul Rudd and PT?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, like, put a character model in a video game and have Paul Rudd play him and have his face, like, that doesn't... It takes away from everything else that the game is doing. So I guess I can see that. Like, it's distracting. It just doesn't help. It's just like, here's Paul Rudd.
It's like they pay the money for the voice, like, they want to get the likeness to.
Right.
Except for when it comes to Peter Dinklage, it's just a floating light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Speaking of Peter Dinklage, let's talk the Taken King.
Is there anything else of Xbox games come? Tomb Raider, whatever.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah. All right, Taken King time. Taken King, I'm intrigued by.
Yeah,
I might.
How come? So Gabe is the.
I haven't played Destiny.
Here's how the drop off goes. I think Dal's still kind of playing Destiny.
I just took like some time off, but yeah. I have like max level characters and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I just hop in whenever.
And then me, I dropped off maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
You both
like that.
Played both the DLCs though, right?
Yeah. I've done all the raids and all the. I beat Skolas on 35.
I don't even know who that is. and then Gabe never got either
of
these.
I'm level 29, but I have the capacity to get to 30 with my equipment.
So we don't really have to worry about that because they're doing.
They're getting rid of light.
They're getting rid of light, doing that WoW thing where they bump you to like a level where you can be at the entry level for the Taken King, which is kind of cool.
Like, I think it's a catch-22 what they're doing with the Taken King because like a lot of it is really good news. On the other hand, if you've been playing Destiny all this time, you've been wasting your fucking time. And like,
well, I'm pretty sure most people who are playing Destiny would have figured that shit out.
Sure, but like, after making the announcements that they have about the Taken King, put your controller down because there's nothing you can unlock that's gonna matter in a month, 2 months.
Okay,
yeah, like it comes out pretty soon. Yeah,
they said that blues and greens will be better than the best weapons right now. That
really?
Sucks.
Yeah. That
what?
That's,
yeah, that
okay.
sucks.
So that being a problem, it's very MMO-esque, and that's what Destiny really is.
Well, yeah, like you always want to get like better shit when you release
and
things.
But you spent a year trying to get a Gallahorn or a Hawkmoon.
Gallahorn got nerfed,
They got nerfed, yeah.
And
but
then Alfred Dope, who has 6 max level characters and recently got a Gallahorn, freaking just.
Poor
lost
Dub.
It.
Poor Dub.
When he found out that the Gallahorn.
I don't
nerf.
Like. They should bring. So yeah, make them better. Make like one of my big problems with these kind of games, like Diablo or anything, is at a certain point, these getting those drops, it's like fucking why? Why are you giving me a white drop? I can't get anything from this. I'll get like 12 glitter, cool, or glimmer, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Like same in Diablo, like you just leave it as trash on the floor, and it's like at a certain point you either need to make it worth something, like as like a collective whole, like you can combine them to like you can like smelt them down or something, or you need to just stop dropping them. Maybe you can just like turn those drops off.
No, I think it's just like a tradition. It's been around.
Yeah, but like. And tradition can like jump off a mountain.
Like yeah, at a certain point, blues and greens should just be glimmer that you get. Like you don't want to break down all this shit. It's a waste of everyone's
like,
time.
Like just when it drops, have the option like you just stand over it, hit like triangle or something, and it goes straight into your bank account.
You can dismantle them. That's the thing about Destiny. You can dismantle them wherever you are.
You know, maybe have a setting in the pause menu where you can auto-dismantle anything below this.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty specific, though. Like, that'd be...
Because I was going to...
Worth it.
I was going to draw a lot of examples with WoW.
Go for it.
And we'll talk about WoW later, probably.
Just do it right now.
Did you just not talk about Destiny? And
No. I mean, like, draw the connection.
I spent so much time playing WoW in vanilla... And I didn't have to replace my gear until I was... So, for those of you that don't know, you go up to level 60, and then you go to 70 with the Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
I didn't have to replace my gear until I was level 66 or 68. And now I was like, that was cool.
Uh-huh.
Right. With the newer expansions, I literally swap out my gear almost instantaneously.
Right.
And I can see where they're trying to go for, because it's like, well, explore all of this with all these new contents, with this new design, and... Everything's new now, and that's cool.
So, the issue that I have, and maybe people don't have this problem, but what that shows me is the content that you're purchasing, the content that they're offering, is not game. It's gear. And that's not appealing to me. So, like, what you were saying about WoW, that's way better to me. That, like, you can keep your gear because it's fucking awesome and you earned it, right? And this is the new expansion, and you can play all of this and explore all these areas and do all these quests with what you have because it's still awesome. And this, there's game there. But Destiny, we all fucking know the Taken King will be like an hour of game and then new gear that you can try to get.
I sure hope not.
Of course that's what it is.
Before we continue talking about Destiny, I like how what you just described.
Yeah.
Was what WoW used to be.
Okay.
And it just breaks my heart what WoW is today.
So, like...
Because they can get away with it. That's...
The thing... The problem...
Well, Bungie's they lost subscribers. They're 5 million or 6 million right now.
They're shitting bleeding with subscribers.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't go forever, man. They made so much money. It doesn't matter.
But, like, the problem that Bungie's, like, probably facing is... And I'm not saying Bungie thinks this, but this is what I think. Destiny has been fundamentally broken since launch.
Yeah.
Of how you get gear, how you, like, play the same missions with no, like, real choice of augmenting them other than the level. Like, if you could just have, like, the skulls there and turn those on individually, like, that'd be cool, but you can't do that.
But who would, even if you could, who would do that? Like, hey, you want to run this level with... You know, with what's it called?
Grunt birthday party.
Juggler and juggler. All that. Yeah, like, yeah. Who cares? No one's going to do that for fun.
Like, they could be, like, different than what they actually are right now. Like, it could be some, like, modification to the level
right,
to make
but
it, like,
unless...
different enemies. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
But none of that's there, so it's just going through the same shit over again. So everybody is still playing Destiny that has played Destiny this whole time, has been playing through this garbage, and... I'm not trying to, like, insult people that have done that. You know, I hope you had fun.
I fucking did that.
Yeah.
I did it for a long time.
I've put, like, 2 days into Destiny.
Like, you know how much time I spend in PvP? Shit ton of time in PvP.
Yeah.
I literally got a Gjallarhorn on the third day because that's how much time I put into PvP.
Uh-huh.
And the rework of PvP and the way to restructure it and read it, all these new things now, it's great. Don't get me wrong. But... I just felt like I fucking wasted a shit ton of time.
That's the problem. The way Bungie makes this game better is by screwing over everyone that's kept playing it.
Yep.
Because they're trying to make a better game. Maybe I'm giving them more credit than they deserve. But like Taken King is trying to like step it up, getting rid of the light leveling system. Thank fucking God. And when you do that, you're killing all of that time that people put in
yes.
to get grinding for those stupid items because they had a horrible item system.
Oh, yeah.
They shit the bed with the launch.
Yeah, because it becomes...
And people dealt with that shit.
It becomes a system where it's kind of luck in the sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's luck.
When Serge was playing it,
yeah.
I think he was playing his Warlock, and he hits 20, and it's like, I got all these gear, don't worry about it. And he instantaneously, in 1 second, became level 28. From 20, mm-hmm. and he just start laughing for like 5 minutes. It's like, look at this beautiful thing I've just accomplished.
I can hear that in my head right now.
And yeah.
I can hear everyone else's disdain at him too.
No, I mean, it's shitty.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, stupid system.
And it's like, in development, somebody probably thought that was like a good idea of, this is a way we can keep people playing and...
You know what?
Just didn't get developed enough and just shipped... And not great. I don't know.
In the short term, it was a brilliant move because the game becomes get to the highest level by hitting that slot machine. You're gambling.
You're just gambling
again and again and again. And the currency that you're gambling with is your time. Put your time in and hope for the best.
I would love to see a documentary about how Destiny's development went. I don't think there is a game I would rather see a documentary making of than Destiny.
Yeah.
Of just, like, what started, like, the, like, initial, yeah. like, I don't know if promise is the right, the initial,
I want to know
like,
what the original
showings.
Story was. Because how people
give,
are saying,
I
like...
I don't give a shit about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but how people are saying, like, a lot of people got transferred over to like, their Grimmar cards. And...
Fuck.
Serge fucking read a couple of them. It sounded good. Like, it doesn't sound amazing, but it sounds
the way Destiny gets away with, like, good story, like, a good idea of a story that way, the same way Dark Souls has, like, and, like, the Souls series can have, like, really, like, cool little puzzle pieces, and then you connect point A to point B yourself, and that's what makes that so cool, and, like, if the Grimoire cards were maybe in the game at all...
Yeah,
like, they'd be essentially item descriptions in Dark Souls if it was like that. Like, that's fine. But you gotta go over to everyone's favorite website, Bungie.net.
Yeah, how is that not a part of the game yet, the Grimoires? I mean, these are issues that we've been talking about since launch.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
Destiny should have been the best fucking game ever. It wasn't.
Well, there's so much potential. That's
why it should have been the best.
Yes.
It's like, it had everything going for it. It's like, oh my god, this budget. Oh my god, Bungie. Like, they just made a Halo Reach, and that was dope.
Tear down the story and the mechanics of just Destiny alone was one of the reasons I played for so long.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, it feels good.
Like, learned how to blink, and just doing that with my Warlock on PvP is amazing.
Yeah.
Sure, it's OP because everyone has their own, like, supercharge, right? Supercharge moves. You just, like, throw down Void Spirit Bombs and, you know, do whatever. And that's their big sell. Because you look at the Taken King and it's their third class that you get. And, like, okay, I get to be a floating wizard. That's cool. And Titan... I can't believe I'm going to say this. Serge, if you're listening to this... Titan Master Race, the fucking Fire Titan classes are OP, in my opinion.
Need to be taken down.
Have you seen it?
No.
Titan Fire
They
class?
Have, like, a melee attack that...
Oh, is
like,
that the hammer?
Like yeah, but before they even go to a supercharge
Wait,
mode,
is that out already? I thought it was Taken King.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's coming out. I saw
okay.
like, the beta.
Well, how do you know it's OP yet?
Stuff. You ground pound around you and you kill everyone around you.
Well, don't
well,
the Titans... That's the Titans have that ground pound already, right?
It's not a supercharge. It's
what?
A normal move.
What?
I see people do it. I'm like, he just killed two people in one hit.
Huh.
It's just a melee attack?
Yeah, you just like, kind of punch. But I might be wrong, right? I
yeah,
might
that
be
can't
totally
be
wrong.
Right. That can't
but
be right.
The supercharge is you turn into a fiery dude with a hammer, and you need to chuck it or punch people with it. And
you're like the mighty Thor.
It's one fire.
Yeah. Are they adding any classes in Taken King?
No, it's just the subclasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're adding new subclasses to each
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's getting one, I'm
isn't
guessing?
There a third slot in
yeah.
the game, right?
So like,
since
yeah.
launch, there's been a third slot.
Because
we'll get
since
to that
launch,
eventually.
There's been all, like, the ghost slots, too, and all that.
Okay,
yeah.
so...
Maybe you can just select your voice actor, because your thing is just gone. And Nolan North...
They do actually have ghosts in the game.
Just
but no one knows how to get them. Like, if you go to, like, the Destiny Wiki.
Well, see,
there's like at least a dozen of them.
Yeah,
but with the exception of the
why do they have
collector's edition ones? Uh-huh. I can't figure out for the life of me how to get the other ones.
I don't think anybody's figured
that out. And
then
there is, I don't think it's a ghost. I think it's an exotic weapon. There's only one of its kind. His destiny, Bungie made it for one player. I think he was going through cancer or something. His wife wrote in and Bungie made them a weapon, which was cool.
I remember reading about that.
But to be...
Is that weapon going to be fucking useless now?
Yes. Yes!
Oh, and we should also mention how all the weapons are not transferable to Destiny 2, except the ones that you're getting for the pre-order. Best of my knowledge.
Oh yeah, wasn't there like
Destiny 2 even announced yet?
No, but it's...
It's coming, but...
There was a leak that it's coming next year.
Yeah, I mean...
The problem.
Supposedly...
Jeff Gerstmann said this, and I feel like he's right. If Destiny 2 will be an improvement, Destiny 3 will be where it's at. they need like a lot of time in the bank, and like Destiny 2 will be like a good step forward, but like not enough.
So,
and then Destiny 3 is going to be like, that's what we thought Destiny would be.
What, 5-6 years from
2018?
Now?
2018.
I think 4 years.
Okay.
Because it's meant to be like...
it's a 10-year plan.
I know, but it's from my understanding, it was supposed to be the game, like a big expansion, the game, and Destiny 2, and then another expansion, and then 3, and it keeps going on. But it was meant to be a trilogy.
Look, if Destiny 3 has, like... You know, so Destiny 1 had Earth, Venus, and the Moon, and Mars, right? So let's say Destiny 2 has 4 other ones. Destiny 3 has all of them, plus 4 more, and, like, there's all this stuff to do.
Mercury.
Okay, now we're talking. Now there's content, you know? But... I don't know, as it is right now. Like, I can't believe The Dark Below and House of Wolves came out, and we haven't had a new area.
Can't you walk around the...
They opened up different parts of
each you can
of
walk around the reef or something now?
The reef? Yeah, no, can. The reef is just another tower.
Yeah,
but that's
so
not...
Walk around.
But it's not, like, a
there's
new
actually Mercury,
patrol place.
But to get there, you have to be undefeated for the PvP trials. It's like a PvP showdown. And you get, I think, 9 or 10, 9. And you get 3 losses, and you punch in a ticket. And if you get undefeated, you get to go to a special area on Mercury.
I don't care. Fuck off, Mercury. Fuck off, Bungie. No. I don't know. The Taken King, I have no plans to buy it. I like what I've heard, but I have no faith anymore.
I'm in no rush for more Destiny.
So,
yeah,
I've been hurt before.
I pre-ordered the game, so I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, so did Rachel. If it comes out and everyone's like, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for, and I'm gonna have Rachel playing it next to me, I'll probably pick it up.
I'm gonna need to hear that from somebody who doesn't like Destiny right now.
Yeah,
I need to hear that from someone who like you or like me who hasn't played Destiny for a long fucking time.
I mean, like, the best parts of Destiny was when we were first checking out Vault of Glass.
Yeah.
Vault of Glass was a treat. And if the whole game was like that...
So I think there was debate for a lot of us. So when we first played... We even played the beta the alpha.
The alpha was
all
great.
All we did was the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, but it was...
And Sepik's Prime. And it was just... We did that over and over and over again. And we're like...
Man, was it satisfying. We wanted... Oh, we're like, man, there's going to be a ton of this. No.
Yeah.
There's like 4 or 5 strikes.
Like, man, I can't wait to play more like than that. I can't wait to see all the stuff this game has to offer.
That's a big chunk of it.
This is a third of the fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, this is just an alpha. Can you imagine what other planets are there? But where else can we land on Earth? No, just there. Just
fucking old ass Russia or something.
Fuck.
You see those mountains over
there?
It's
not even like all of Earth. It's just
no.
That part. That's cool.
It's just shame, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else?
We could talk about WoW since we kind of
MMO stuff. WoW's in the shitter.
There's a new expansion?
So there is a new expansion.
People aren't happy about it.
It's meant to be a 2-part thing. So the first part, it was actually Warlords of Draenor. And so now it's just called Legion. It's cool, but did you watch the press conference? I don't know. So they had this, I think I mentioned this to you yesterday when we were talking on Dota, when we were playing Dota. They had this person come out and, like, you know, invite the vice president, and we're talking about it. I was like, I don't think the fans are any, like, close to figuring out what this expansion is. And you're like, no, they don't know what it is. And then they announced Legion, which is short for, like, the Burning Legion. Which is all the fell armies and stuff like that. Which, surprise, surprise, this has been an idea that the fans came up with since the Burning Crusade. Because you didn't get actually
that
come
out,
get
like,
to fight. The Burning Crusade was the first expansion. Yeah. So, like, okay. And then the Demon Hunter is the new hero class. Again, that's been, that design and idea has been around since forever. And so Blizzard's finally taking ideas that people had forever ago and bringing it in as a way to bring back old school players. So
they should just get whoever fixed Diablo 3 and have them fix WoW.
Yeah, because I don't know if you noticed, like, okay, so what I was talking about, like, what WoW used to be when you were mentioning the model earlier, you could literally level up the max level character's max level without having stepped out of the city. Once you're level 15, you just go to, like, looking for a group and just do dungeons over and over again. And the game doesn't really teach you a lot, but and people are expecting so much of you. So if they could fix that one part of the game, that's great. Because the game used to be about exploring. It used to be about fucking around, doing stupid shit with your friends. Mm-hmm. That was great. I played the game for 2.5 days straight. No sleep.
What?
Yeah. I lived off Captain Crunch and
good man
and ham and cheese sandwiches.
2.5.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Don't people die like that?
Yeah, I know. I fell asleep on my keyboard.
Dell strong.
And my friends were screaming at me on vent, like Ventrilo. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and like, oh, what's going on? They're like, you passed out, probably.
I'm
like,
get back to work.
No, I was like, all right, I'm gonna not finish this dungeon and go to bed.
2.5 days now.
I did.
I thought Extra Life was hard.
Yeah.
Haven't you fallen asleep during Destiny before?
That's Surge.
Surge falls asleep.
That's so funny. Fuck.
But that was because I was doing all of the raids in those 2 days.
Okay.
So, and raids back in the day were hard, and there were 40 men. Mm. So the check,
that's
right?
A lot of
the
people.
Raid checks, was like, all right, we got to check for 40 people. Group A, are you ready? Group 2, do we have our tanks? Do we have our backup tanks? All right, the healer groups, are you guys ready?
How do you organize that?
It's crazy. Which sparked a really interesting thing.
Called Leroy Jenkins.
Not that. But people are talking about how if you can manage a raid run, like the entire raid back in the day.
Should run a fucking company.
You could put it in your CV and be like, I can run a raid and WoW.
Wow.
Do you know how terrible people are on the internet? I can organize all of them into successfully doing this very difficult thing.
But yeah. So, I don't know. They're doing a lot of old stuff that people wanted to see, so it's cool. Before the first expansion even came out, I was like, they should have Pandarians as a neutral race with the Furblogs and the Goblins. I don't know, guys looking at me like, what the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah, no clue.
But, like, those were...
I like the pandas, though.
Yeah, so, like, those were some of the ideas, like, not only me, but some fans had as well, and they're finally doing it, so that's cool.
Mm.
But they're a little late. They're at 6 million people, right?
We're talking it's about this. Sub-6. It's, like, 5.5, I think. They lost 1.5 million subscribers in a quarter this year.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, okay, so I resubscribed to my account because they were like... Because
they need your help.
I spent 4 years in this game.
Hmm.
Well, on and off for the last two. But if you don't have your account be reactivated, your names can get stolen.
Hmm.
Yeah, League of Legends is doing that. So, like, if you don't play for a while and you're, like, sitting on names... Because people in League of Legends, at least, would just make accounts of, like, here's one letter. My account name is A.
Oh.
And they wouldn't play the game. And so people who wanted, like, those kind of names.
Yeah. It's like getting a domain.
They did, like, a purge. Pretty like, much. I have another account. I think it's called Cheese Wizard. Wizard spelled W-H-I-Z. Because we all made different accounts cheese-related. I don't know why. And I got an email saying that the name was stolen. So yeah, someone out there has named the Cheese Wizard now, and it's not me. Sad.
Yeah. Bastards.
Yeah.
Well, cool. let's talk about something we all know.
Which Street Fighter is 5. Street Fighter. Do we all know? You know the most.
I know the most, because I fucking love
They made part. 5 of those?
They made 5 Street Fighter 4s.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fuck.
I was going to say, you didn't count Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 is cool. Vega got announced.
So now the cast of characters now. So
what do you guys think of Ken's redesign? Because I don't like it.
What, the long hair?
So, okay. So the way they fixed that.
They fixed it.
They bun it.
Was they went and said, well, we're going to have costumes. You're going to be able to get
of your course.
OG costumes as your ult. And so everyone's happy.
And you can buy them.
And you can buy them or...
Or spend your fight money.
Did they say you can get
fight money.
You can get
That's what it's
costumes
called.
With... Aww. Did they say you can get costumes with the fight money that you get?
Did they, I don't know.
But I know you can get characters.
Yeah, they said you can get every character without spending any money. You can get every character just by playing the game.
You didn't have. You don't have to rebuy all the other games. You just have to buy the base game. And just buy the updates online so you don't have to get retail if you don't want to.
Oh, fighting game thing, though. So Killer Instinct has
the
Rash.
Seasons.
Yeah, and Season 3 is still being done by Iron Galaxy. It wasn't confirmed if they were bringing it back. I really want to get into Killer Instinct. Hisako is so cool looking.
Killer Instinct's cool. I can't get into it.
I've never played it.
I've never played it either, but Hisako looks I'll show
the
you
game
Hisako
looks
trailer.
Beautiful.
Hisako
looks
really is
nice.
Like the shit. And they're making figures that look really fucking good. And I'm probably gonna get a Hisako figure, even though I don't play the game.
Yeah, like fighting games I like them for short amounts of time, but then like you know
it's kind of funny. Street Fighter 4 like kind of revived it, and then at the same time almost killed it again.
What do you mean?
Of all of the new additions, and that's kind of how everyone else is treating it now too.
So
the business practice of fighting games.
They modeled a lot of 5 on what 4 didn't do very well.
Uh huh.
So the batches of release that they got, they noticed a lot of people were like, "Well, I'm going to get back into this, but there's so many changes now. I don't know what the fuck's going on."
Yeah.
Like. We were talking about, like, you were playing like, earlier,
yeah.
And I was like, there's Rit Focus, but you don't have to know what that is, because, like, what the fuck is all this new stuff?
I just played it, like, right? Vanilla Street Fighter 4, which I have.
Which was, you know, that's fine, that's fun.
But Street Fighter 5, their thing is, this is the only physical disc you're going to need.
Supposedly. Okay. You're going to be buying
DLC. That's what they've said. So, like, there will be things added on, but this is the disc.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But going back to your list of the characters that confirmed.
Yeah, so Ryu, Ken, now Vega. They have that new guy from New
Mikali.
Zealand. Mikali.
Cammy,
Birdie.
Bison.
Bison.
So Chun-Li.
8. They got half the roster out.
Sure did. One more.
Jerry, please.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see Jerry, but...
They probably won't. Street Fighter 4, they probably
won't bring
Street back
Fighter now. 4, out of the 16 total for the original launch, 4 of them is going to be brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
For
Street Fighter 5, I mean.
For Street Fighter 5, yes. Ono has teased a Brazilian character.
Huh.
So Blanca or Sean.
The one new guy is... he's, like, kind of obvious next gen. I feel like he might have been on a list for a while of character ideas, but now that it's, like, more processing power, they can do all the crazy shit with his hair that they wanted to.
Oh,
that's just moving all over the place. Did you see that?
He turns super saiyan.
What?
His hair, like... It's like, is it dreadlocks?
Like dreadlocks and
really flowy
just...
dreadlocks.
That's cool.
And then it all like it's all moving constantly, and then
it's
like
red.
Super mode as he goes all red and straight up and shit.
And it's cool because they're not only making lean, they're making it such that your focus attack is now a customized move for everyone. So Ryu has his parry, Chun-Li has this little jump thing that helps combo into moves.
Hmm.
Cammy has her knuckle punch thing. So it's cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'll probably pick up Street Fighter.
Yeah, I'll get it.
The online play is going to be a lot better. That's for sure. They've talked about it a couple of times.
It's off to a great start.
I did actually play the beta.
You did?
40 minutes of it,
and you got kicked out.
And I got kicked out, and that was when they completely closed the servers. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It felt like old school Street Fighter in all that ways. Like it's really. It's not clunky, but it's like solid.
Right. Strict.
Don't feel like you have to, you don't feel like you could mash buttons.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it builds around the idea of having finesse. Yeah.
It's like with the Rising Thunder game, the Seth Killian free-to-play fighting game, like, and with Street Fighter V, it seems like people are, or at least companies, these two are now gravitating towards, know the game is like as important as like your mechanics with it. So like reading people and like predicting what's going to happen is like, that's the part that is, as the Best Friend podcast says, makes fighting games fun, is that part, not getting the moves right. It's it's predicting what they're going to do, doing that move right. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that shit at all. So I'm looking forward to this.
For the fighting game community, right? And Street Fighter, for like Evo and all the professional players, Mike Ross claims he has the best reads.
Okay.
But he's always full of himself. So we'll see if he ever makes top 8 again. The last time he made top 8 was 4 years ago. It's been a while.
And those top reads are really serving him well.
Birdie is apparently a character built on reads. So if you want to get back into the game and you're just like, I want to blow, just like, you know, have fire.
I like books. I don't want to play Street Fighter, so I'm going to play Birdie. Yeah. Got it.
All right.
There's a Call of Duty press conference I just remembered, but I didn't hear anything from that.
And then
what Call of Duty game is even coming out this year?
Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3.
Oh. Okay.
Which is funny, because I really liked Black Ops 2, but this game doesn't look...
It was your game of the year.
It was, because that year was weak.
What year was that?
I don't remember. It's like 2 years ago? 2 or 3 years
2014?
Ago?
2014?
No, Black Ops 2 was...
13 or 12. 12? Might be 12.
Okay. Because if you were going to say 14, I think my game of the year was South Park.
I didn't play South Park. I know.
But... It's such a great game.
That's what I hear. I need to check it out.
Well, didn't you like grow up playing old school Mario?
Yeah.
And like Super Mario RPG?
Yeah.
Plays just like that.
Yeah.
But with South Park.
All right. Well, I never watched South Park.
A lot of fart jokes.
Yeah. Do you like Mario RPG with fart jokes?
I don't know.
When that Fractured Butthole trailer came out,
yeah,
I literally went to watch the last 3 seasons of South Park again.
So like, I wish I had more affinity for the show. Like, if it was a Simpsons game, I would be like, holy shit! You know, but it's, I don't know South Park at all. So
South Park, like, I don't watch a lot of it. I watch it every now and then when I'm bored.
Yeah.
And not all the humor is always great. But as a game, it's kind of, because I guess you kind of explore it and it's paced according to the way you play it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's never, like, either rushed or, you know, too over the top. And it's like this one little snippet, and if you don't like it, fuck it. And a lot of it's side quests, so you can kind of, like, you know, ignore it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we can call it.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't mention that the site got a redesign.
The site did?
You've been tinkering away for 2 days now?
Yeah.
At least.
If
working on making the site new and real pretty.
If you only listen to the podcast and don't ever visit GameOverNation.com,
give it a look.
Go check it out. I redesigned it, made it look a lot cleaner and nicer than it was before. You can also check it out on your phone and tablet, and it'll look great. So that's new. So, anyways, thanks for listening. This has been episode 187
of Game Over. Foxy just called me and then hung up.
Oh, okay.
He's calling again. Okay. So this has been episode 187 of Game Over Nation.
Make sure to follow us at Game Over Nation and check out the website.
And it would just be the timer. Perfect timer.
There's Dal's refrigerator. All right, guys. See you next time. Bye.